We have multiple Google Docs on which we put in all of the information that we want to discuss. One is the planning doc, which is shared with all of the outdoor ed people and Coach Aggie. And another document is just shared with us and our supervisor and has any potential emails that we'll be sending to our coordinators. And we also send each other Google Calendar invites to know when we're going to have our meetings, and we communicate on email, WhatsApp, and Snapchat so that we know what has to be done and when we do it and who's responsible in the most efficient way.
We spend about 2 hours a week preparing for Project Week in person with our group. However, we also spend another 2 hours communicating online with our service providers, with our supervisor, with Coach Aggie, and with each other.
We have multiple Google Docs on which we put in all of the information that we want to discuss. One is the planning doc, which is shared with all of the outdoor ed people and Coach Aggie. And another document is just shared with us and our supervisor and has any potential emails that we'll be sending to our coordinators. And we also send each other Google Calendar invites to know when we're going to have our meetings, and we communicate on email, WhatsApp, and Snapchat so that we know what has to be done and when we do it and who's responsible in the most efficient way. Our teacher supervisor has been to Borneo before and knows a lot about Borneo and the area and what all different companies do. She helped us understand what our itinerary entails and where each place is and what the locations are, and helped us get our minds around how we travel and the kinds of culture that there is that we have to prepare ourselves for. She also helped us choose flights and has been helping us keep in touch with Coach Aggie and with the rest of the outdoor ed and service teams. Yeah.
Mis amigos y yo, wait, what was argue again? Luchamos todos los días. However, we've been able to work together to solve problems as a team, mainly by speaking very firmly with each other and by being rational in the way we think about things. So we will meet as a group and decide like how we want to resolve the argument, and you know what, we also set like boundaries for each other. So if you know people aren't coming to meetings and stuff, we make them buy us food so that everyone is incentivized to come, and no issues or disagreements come up, because people know that if they don't help us in like the short run, they're gonna have to help us in the long run.
Three things you need to consider are what each group member is good at and what they would be able to help the group out with. Another thing you'd have to consider is who works best with who, so you know which two people can team up to do something and which can't. And the last thing is, will we be able to work effectively and make the best use of our time? And if so, then you can go with that Project Week team.
This is our first audio recording where we discuss our roles before going on Project Week. So how have we decided on our key roles for our Project Week team?
We did the key roles by looking at people's their most prominent attributes and skills, and then we allocated them to roles based on that and like what they could bring to the role.
So what will it mean for each person to successfully perform that role for their team? So as the media coordinator, I think it's important that our final audio recording is good and we have good footage which portrays our trip from the trip. For the first aid, I think it'll be important for them to show up for all of the first aid training sessions and be fully dedicated to the role.
The logistics coordinators need to be super organized and resourceful, as they need to stay on top of all of the tasks and make sure that the group is up to date on all aspects of Project Week. And this includes supervising the media coordinators' efforts and the service coordinators. And they also just need to keep everything in one place so the group knows what's happening at all times.
I think for all the roles, it is important to be dedicated to their role so that we have a successful project week and there isn't a lot of arguments leading up to project week. The service coordinator needs to maintain a good relationship with our service partners and make sure that they are contacting them regularly.
So the way that everyone will be held accountable for doing their share of the work will be by by ensuring that the way we divide the tasks up is fair and each person gets an equal amount of work so that one person isn't doing more than someone else. And if people fall short of what is asked of them or they don't complete a certain task by a certain time, we'll talk about it as a group. And if it's something that's repetitive, then that person will have to, at our next project week meeting, we'll have to buy everyone lunch.
I think every trip that we've gone on so far at school has helped us prepare for this, for project week, as it has taught us team building skills and how to be independent as project week is without teachers.